Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and we will take calls after the next break, which will be in 4 minutes, at 800-313-9443. This program, as of next Monday, will be from 11 to 1, because Mike Rivero is coming back. That morning schedule will be 7 to 8 a.m. This is all Central Standard Time. John Moore will be on from 7 to 8. Mike Harris will be on from 8 to 9. Maggie Roden will be on from 9 to 11. I will be on from 11 to 1. And Michael Rivero will be on from 1 to 3. And the rest of the schedule will remain the same. So be sure and keep that in mind and adjust your schedule accordingly. My guest today is David Wilson. He is with the Stop Infant Circumcision Society. The website is stopinfantcircumcision.com, and it is, pardon me, .org, I'm sorry. You were talking in the first hour about the profit motive behind this, and just before we went to the top of the hour break, we're talking about the fact that doctors actually use these products, these foreskins for cream, face creams and things, and I mean, this is so unbelievable to me. I must not get out much or something, because I certainly don't watch Oprah Winfrey, and I was not aware of this. So that is absolutely amazing. I mean, this is and of course I do know that that there are certain vaccines that have infant parts in the actual vaccine. This is just bizarre, ungodly, if you will.
Well, yes, when you look at it, that it's greed. It's the greed with not only the doctors themselves, because somewhere down the line these doctors agreed to first do no harm, but when you're looking at your bank account, and at one time, this surgery was covered by Medicaid in all 50 states. But I believe now there's 17 or 18 states that have stopped Medicaid funding of circumcision, infant circumcision, because it is a cosmetic surgery. So Medicaid doesn't pay for cosmetic surgery. That'd be like saying we'd have to pay for breast implants or, you know, augmentations and stuff of that nature. But of course, a lot of states are hurting for money, but this was a way to eliminate a small percent of their budget, per se. But like I said, it's an unnecessary surgery, so therefore Medicaid should not be paying for it. And that's all thanks to NoCirc. NoCirc was founded about 41 years ago by Marilyn Milos, and she was a nurse. And although she had circumcised her three sons, she was assisting in a circumcision, you know, 41 years ago. And the doctor looked over at her as this child is screaming and goes, you know, there's no reason to be doing this. And a light bulb went off in her head as to why are we doing this. And so, like I said, she created the National Organization of Circumcision Information Resource Center, NoCirc, and has been a strong advocate to ending this. And she has joined me several times up in Washington, D.C. And we do have a video of our march in 2001 up the East Center steps of the Capitol from the White House. And it's a very powerful video.
Okay, David, when we come back from our break, I would like you to talk about your activism in Washington and this upcoming event. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brack. X-Slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Our guest is David Wilson. He is with the Stop Infant Circumcision Society. The website is stopinfantcircumcision.org. And you're going to be in Washington. Tell us the dates, where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we'll be on the west side of the U.S. Capitol March 26th through April 1st. Basically, what we're doing, we're educating the thousands of people that are visiting our Capitol at that time. It's also during the cherry blossom, so there's an awful lot of people. But we have several banners that we put up, and one of the banners is really attracts the young kids. When I say young, junior, senior high kids, and, of course, college kids and adults, but it's black with white letters, and it says, whose penis, whose body, whose rights? And these kids will come running up there to get a picture with that banner because it's got the word penis on it. And at that time, the chaperones will look at us, and I go, can I talk? And they go, by all means. Or there are some chaperones which will yank these kids away, but they all got the picture, and they got the website address and everything. But there's a lot of the chaperones, like I said, they'll say, well, this is your First Amendment and your Constitution at work, freedom of speech. And it's a good civics lesson and a medical lesson, an anatomy class. But when we talk with these future parents, these kids get it. They don't understand this. Nobody has ever talked to them about this. And it was in 1973, I think it was, that the American Academy of Pediatrics came out and said there is no valid indication for circumcision in the neonatal period. And yet nobody bothered to tell these doctors to stop this. But I originally started going up to D.C. in a roundabout way to bring attention to this. I'd go up on April 1st, and I just walked from the White House to the U.S. Supreme Court because I always felt that this was a violation of my rights and a violation of law. And then that was 2 years I did that. And 17 years ago, I found out that I could get on this East Center steps of the U.S. Capitol. So for the last 17 years, this make my 19th year demonstrating, but my 17th year for being on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. And March 30th, like I mentioned earlier, is the anniversary of the FGM law, the federal FGM law that outlawed female genital cutting in this country. And like I mentioned earlier, that law is in violation of our 14th Amendment of our U.S. Constitution that clearly states that Congress shall pass no laws that are sexually discriminatory. So if we're going to protect our girls, by law, we should protect our boys and the intersex child. Unfortunately, depending on what study you read, 1 out of 2,000 or 1 out of 3,000 children born today is an intersex child, having both genitalia there. And these children are being subjected to surgeries that don't have a good outcome. Oprah did one of these shows as well. A young woman was born without a vaginal opening. So when she was about 12, 13 years old, her parents convinced her to undergo this surgery so that they can have a grandchild. Well, they didn't bother to tell this young girl that while they were performing this surgery, they were going to remove her rather large clitoris. She comes to, and she was in tears. She was about 42 on the show in Oprah, and she was in tears, saying that she has no feeling whatsoever in her genitals after these surgeries, and she wishes that her parents would have left her alone. So it's a bigger problem than just circumcising a male. We're also doing the genital reassignment surgeries on, depending on the doctor's whim and the parents' whim. But like I said, we're educating the public up there, and they take that knowledge and go home with that.
That's great. We do have some callers.
Okay.
With questions. Do you want to go ahead and conclude? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought.
Well, no, that was basically it, just saying we're educating them. And, like I said, people ask, how come this rate is dropping so quickly? It's because of the Internet. Parents are now going online and looking. And I have a tracking map of the world on my website, and I have people from all around the world going to my website looking for information. And it shows that, with the advent of the Internet, today's parents are learning the truth.
Exactly, and grateful that they have you to reveal this to them. All righty, let's take Lou in Connecticut. Lou, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I understand the guest to say something to the effect of what?
Yes. Oh, okay. I guess we lost him. Sorry. I know. Okay, so... if you would care to call in, it's 800-313-9443, and if you have questions or comments. Alrighty, David, so you have been doing this educational program, and it's been very effective, apparently. And what was the name of the lady that started the organization 41 years ago?
Yeah, NOCIRC. That's NOCIRC.org. That was Marilyn Milo's. And we now have, and there's quite a few different smaller organizations and everything, and we've kind of come under one heading. Georgianne Chapin started up IntactAmerica.org about 3 years ago. And luckily, she's able to get in front of the media a little more you know, is accepted within the media, so to speak. They refer to her, and she's able to speak on a national stage. You know, the more people talk about this, the more outraged people become. Just like the young boys that I talked to up there, when they hear me explaining the natural function of that foreskin, the protection it provides, like I said, the head of the gland should not be all dry and callous. It should be soft and moist. And I warn these boys, as time goes on, as in a cut male, we start experiencing lesser and lesser sensation there because of natural rubbing on clothes and whatnot. But the educational part of this, our medical books in this country would show a circumcised male, and that's not how we come out. You know, this has to be altered. And just now are these books getting up to date where they're showing the intact male and accepting it. And, you know, something I find funny, I had been told or learned, I forget how I heard it, but the very first issue of Playgirl magazine had an intact guy in there. And the outrage and the letter writing was, my God, gross. You know, how could you have that? So, you know, the public wasn't ready for to go that far to look at the intact male. But you'd be surprised the number of celebrities that are intact. And everybody loved Elvis, and he was an intact boy there, you know. And,
okay. Now, when you tell people to look in the New Testament to where there are numerous references to not being circumcised, that basically it was ended, it was part of the Moses, you know, thing, and it was part of the Old Testament covenant, and then now you have a New Testament. What is the response of those people, typically?
Well, a lot of them, they don't believe me. And I said, well, apparently you haven't read your Bible. Go back. And I got a sheet here with, you know, a normal page with probably 10 of them that I'm staring at right now. But, I mean, the whole thing, and here's a good little warning, beware of the circumcision group. It's Titus 1:10 to 11. Here's one, Galatians 5:2, which is circumcising for God will forfeit your salvation. Do not circumcise believers. 1 Corinthians 7:18 and Galatians 5:16 to 6:15. Circumcision has no value to God. Faith is all that matters to the Lord. I mean, it completely goes against what the New Testament speaks of. It's not the mutilation of the body. In that aspect, that pleasing your God and appeasing your God, it's your soul, your salvation, and your inner being.
Right.
You know,
well, Christians really shouldn't be doing this to begin with, because, as you say, it is mutilation.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that just shows that they haven't really followed their Bible or read their Bible or really know what they're doing. That's just like when people look at me and they say, "Well, I'm Jewish, I have to do this." Well, it's amazing that you don't go to the synagogue when you're supposed to go. You don't perform or follow through in any other aspect of your Jewish religion, but yet you circumcise your son. You know, if you're gonna follow the religion, follow it to the T. You know, I mean, go completely that direction, and yet circumcising the child is just the old family get together, the naming and everything else, and.
Now, do the rabbis still do that particular practice, or is that done in the hospital?
No, the rabbis do it, and there's also several different forms of ways of performing the Jewish ritual. I don't know if you're aware of it, but I think it was 3 years ago, three infants in New York City contracted herpes.
Wow. Hold that thought, Dave. We'll be right back. We do have to cut to a break. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
The Self-Reliance Expo is coming to the Mesquite Convention Center February 10th and 11th. The keynote presenter is Mike Adams, the health ranger and editor-in-chief of naturalnews.com. Come and hear what more than 3.2 million people read about from Mike Adams every month. Mike will be speaking on survival nutrition, how to choose foods and supplements that will keep you alive and healthy. Hourly education workshops and presentations will be taking place each day at the Self-Reliance Expo. Classes include cooking essentials by Sun Ovens, personal protection, home defense, canine demonstrations, homeschooling, learn to suture by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and how to build underground structures. This is one expo that is a must for all ages. There will be prize giveaways and drawings, exhibitor awards, and much more. For more information, go to selfrelianceexpo.com. Like us on Facebook and save $2 when buying your tickets online. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets valid for both days, so bring the whole family. selfrelianceexpo.com.
Welcome back. Our guest is David Wilson. Pick it up where you left off.
Well, in New York, about 3 years ago, three infant boys contracted herpes, and I believe two of these boys died as a result of this.
And that is from being circumcised?
Well, what happens when a moil, and I think this is just the deeper Jewish faith, the moil, after he circumcises the infant, he sucks the blood off of the infant's penis. This is part of this church religious ritual. So when this moil, which is just a higher up of the religious ladder there, from rabbi to moil to whatever, he circumcised these boys. He sucked the blood off of their penis in this ritualistic practice. These infants contracted the herpes virus. Well, this religious man had herpes in his mouth. So, and Mayor Bloomberg, he pretty much blew it off that he's going to let the church handle this. He prefers that they not do this particular practice anymore, but he wasn't going to interfere with their religious freedom, their religious right. But you got to stop and think about this. Where did this come from that you had to suck the blood off of this infant's penis? I mean, a lot of people hear that, and they didn't know that was going on. But this child dying because of this, that's a criminal act. You know, this man We just put a guy in prison for 30 years that had HIV but was still having sex with women. So, you know, what's with this guy running around knowingly has the herpes virus and is performing circumcision? Did anybody put two and two together that death may occur here? But like I said, we have over 117 infants die every year in this country, and that number used to be higher, but these deaths are being hidden. It's either they claim it's a death by hemorrhage or death by infection, but they don't relate it directly to the child being circumcised. The child wouldn't have bled to death if he wouldn't have tore up his penis. It's as simple as that. The child wouldn't have gotten that infection, the MRSA infection or any other infection, if you wouldn't have opened up such a gaping wound. And like I said, you know, Medicaid is in 17, 18 states now and stopped paying for this, but it's still being done. On Facebook, we have some people I'm associated with that if you put in the keyword, everybody that mentions circumcision will pull up. And we see where girls or new mothers are saving up their money to have their son circumcised because Medicaid wouldn't cover it. And, like it's something that has to be done. And little J's circumcision fund, if you can help out, please do so. Then you hear the stories of, oh, my God, they're tortured my son today. Admit it, that they tortured my son today or they're going to torture my son tomorrow, but yet they don't follow through on the information and not do this.
Because now, how much does a circumcision cost?
Oh, I've heard it runs from anywhere from $100-some to $600-some. It all depends on who and where and when it's being done, you know. And so it's that rate fluctuates. I've even heard where your obstetricians, gynecologists, the OBs that are delivering the children, throw it in as a package deal. You know, and like this, you're getting some kind of a deal out of this where they're just one fee covers all. You know, and one of the most strangest things that I hear is people that adopt children from another country that are perfectly intact. And even right here in my town, I had a woman tell me several years ago, yeah, I adopted him and I took him to the doctor and just to make sure that he was up to date on his shots and it's like buying a puppy and this or that. And then, is there anything else that I really should know about doctor or whatever? And he goes, well, you know, he hasn't been circumcised. And so, go ahead and do that too, like changing the oil, you know, and yet didn't have a clue about what was going on with this boy and naturally and everything.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. Let's take another call. Let's take Paul in New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi.
When my son was born 5 years ago, we chose not to have him circumcised. And the primary reason for me, because I am an agnostic, was basically for the, you know, the medical reasons. Ultimately, if he ever needs a skin graft, particularly on the face, I've heard that the skin on the foreskin is the perfect skin for skin grafts, because, you know, the rest of the body, you're going to have follicles and hair follicles, but not on the foreskin. So it's like a carrying around spare skin source, you know, that you keep. So it's actually very wise just to keep it for that reason alone. Now, I had a friend who's a Christian. He said, oh, you know, he was all like, you know, it's the covenant of God and all this. And I said, well, when my son gets older, he'll be a man. And if he chooses to circumcise, it's his choice, not mine. You know, so if I respect and love my son, which I do, I would let him choose when he became a man. And now he's looked at me because I am circumcised. I had no choice in it. And I tell him that, you know, he asked me one time what happened. And I said, you know, a turtle bit it off when I went swimming. The snapping turtle. So I tell him, like, always wear your bathing suit when you swim.
All righty. We do have to go to a break, Paul and David. We will be right back. Paul, feel free to stay over the break if you'd like.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. Our guest is David Wilson. Is Paul still on the line? Or did Paul drop? Did he drop? Okay. If you'd like to make a comment or ask a question, call 800-313-9443. One of our listeners emailed me and he said, and I quote, "I think the tribe imposed cutting on Americans to hide," unquote. What do you think, David?
Say that again.
I think the tribe imposed cutting on Americans to hide, unquote.
The tribe imposed cutting on America to hide.
In other words, what he is saying is that Jewish people in 1860, in order to conceal their ethnicity, their religious group, decided that, if everybody's like that, then we'll all look alike. Because I think in other countries, that was one of the ways of determining whether a person was Jewish, and if they were living in a country that was considering ostracizing them, that was one of the ways that they could tell.
Yeah, well, what he's saying is sort of true, but it wasn't that reasons back in the 1860s. The Jewish population back then was very minimal. But during World War II now, I have heard the stories that if a German soldier found a man roaming the countryside, they forced him to drop his pants. And if he was circumcised, he was taken off to a camp, if not shot or whatever. So after World War II, it really became a push here to circumcise all American men so that there would never be another Holocaust and never another attack on
the Jews. I have issue with, I'm a Holocaust denier, so I have issue with that. And anybody that's ever really looked into it, into the scientific evidence and whatnot, would come away probably with the same mentality. But that is very interesting. Go ahead.
If you go back, one of the first cultures and people to use circumcision was the Egyptians. And they used it as a way to mark their slaves. And who were their slaves? The Hebrews. So the Hebrews, the slaves, which were Hebrew, they took a mark of slavery and turned this into a covenant to making them a special. You know what I mean? If all Jewish men were being cut at the time, are all Jewish slaves and everything, take this mark of slavery and make it into a proud moment, into the covenant that it became. Like I said, I've had people argue or explain to me. I've gotten into it with Orthodox Jews up on the west side of the Capitol. And I said, well, the bottom line is to control the sexuality, right? And you look at me and go, yeah, you're right. You know, that it wasn't needed. It's not mandated. It wasn't never the total removal of the foreskin. It was just the drawing of the blood. I have a hard time with some of the things that people do in the name of some god or religion or anything of this nature, because it didn't make sense to me back when I was a young teen. It don't make any sense even now. And I'm not talking about circumcision alone. I'm talking about religion. You take a look at who the most violent people, and people jump on me for saying this, but who are the most violent people in the world today? Who's ready to kill one another? It's your Jews, your Muslims, and your Americans, and they're all coming from a cutting society. I mean, all their men are... It's just like when I talked with Mr. Bancroft with the Kinsey Institute. The endorphins that your brain puts out for pleasure and enjoyment is the same endorphins that gets put out for violence and pain. So if you're not getting your enjoyment in a nice, natural sexual environment, you can darn sure get it rob, raping, and killing. You know,
right.
And,
well, if you look at who has started most of the wars, who's dropped the most bombs, then, yeah, it's pretty clear.
In modern day times, yeah. Well,
okay, let's take another call.
Okay.
All right, let's take Ken from Michigan. Ken, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I've always been interested in finding out why they circumcise and... you mentioned that the Talmud, what does the Talmud say about circumcision?
You know, I've not actually read specifically what it says about it, but it kind of mandates every other practice in their life. I mean, everything, sexual nature, you know, everything about their life. They have so many rules and regulations, kind of like our federal government. They have rules for everything, and I'm quite certain that there's probably a rule regarding circumcision there that might even include what David said about the person who is committing the circumcision actually sucking the blood.
Right. Well, you know, I'm Catholic, and of course the Bible says Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day, and I think a lot of the Christians might be, but, you know, I was thinking about Elvis Presley, looking into whether he was Jewish or not, and then one thing led to another, and I heard that he was intact, and he had a Jewish grandmother. And then I'm looking at percentage of Jewish males intact and in Russia. I know in Europe they don't practice it, and Norwegian Jews or the Scandinavian Jews are not circumcised. I know it's a big industry here in the United States. It's like putting the fluoride in the water, you know. Crazy, I think, you know.
Right, so that might be the reason they continue to do it.
The Talmud, they could pull a fast one, too, because the Jews are notorious for pulling fast ones. I mean, you know, a lot of GI babies might be born in Germany, and they're intact. And then they come, you know, they come to the America, and in order to blend in, they say they ride with the top down in the gym or something, you know, so you can't really tell, you know.
Sure.
So, but it's, I remember Jerzy Kosinski wrote one of his chapters where he was in prison, and he was, I think he was a Russian Jew, but he mentioned how the circumcised males would flinch in certain games that they would have, you know, one-upmanship of, you know, male domination or the alpha male type thing going on, you know. But it's a real problem, I think. Just since it's such a money-making industry, they're not going to stop, you know. The doctor's going to say automatically put you right into the circumcision surgery right away, you know, if the mother really doesn't know, you know. And they just dice them and slice them, you know.
Yikes.
I know.
Well,
go ahead, Dave.
I don't know.
What we have managed to do now, it's called informed consent. The parents actually have to sign on the dotted line for their sons to be circumcised. But these hospitals and doctors and nurses aren't giving the parents the full story, that they're still preaching these old lies that it'll prevent STDs. And nobody has come out and said it'll prevent all STDs. They're just saying that it'll help prevent this HIV mess. But unfortunately, a lot of times what they do, they ask these mothers if they want their son circumcised while they're still under some kind of a drug after giving birth. You know what I mean? They're still groggy. They're not completely together. And I just left Miami. Well, I should say that. I mean, last year we protested down at Baptist Memorial, I think it was, down in South Miami. A woman gave birth to her son. He was a little premature, so he had to be in the intensive care unit. And mom was spending night and day in that hospital. She had repeatedly said and wrote on her chart, no to circumcision. She goes home for an hour to take a shower and get on some new clothes. She comes back, and her son had been circumcised. I mean, there's a big lawsuit going on down there right now. But this one particular hospital, even though South Florida, the circumcision rate is even less than what it is in North Florida, and that's because of the heavy Hispanic population and in that aspect who normally don't circumcise. Well, this poor boy is going to be the odd man out. You know, I hear from a lot of parents say that they chose to circumcise their son so he wouldn't look different than the other boys in the locker room. Well, today, that's going the other way. There's more and more boys going to be in the locker room in a few years intact than the cut boys. And I know about 10 years ago, I was getting some film that had been developed at CVS, and I had a man looking over my shoulder. He goes, "Buddy, what do you got there?" And his photos of us demonstrating at the U.S. Capitol, and I started talking to him. He says, "You know, when I was in high school," and this guy's about my age, he says, "there was only two boys in our whole school that were uncircumcised," and I corrected him. It's not un, it's intact. And the other boy was the high school football player, Jock. They wouldn't mess with him. But every day in gym class, those high school boys would hold this boy down by his arms and legs and point at his penis and laugh at him and call him, you know, an anteater or this or that, and making fun of him because he was different than them. And after he got done talking to me, he goes, "Well, I guess I got the last laugh now." And I go, "You're right, man, because all these men have been mutilated." That goes back to the father looking like father-son routine and then being the odd boy out in class. And your caller made a good point. European Jews and Jews around the world have avoided this practice. You know, there's only, you know, your American Jews are just still hung up on it. Even in Israel. Not all your Jews circumcised, and you can go to JewsAgainstCircumcision.org, and they'll back me up on that one there. You know, even that thinking is changing.
Interesting. Ken, did you have another comment or question?
Just very great topic to bring up. I'm proud of you for bringing it up. Good.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much. All right, let's take Charlie in Seattle. Charlie?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I was reading the newspaper, and there was an article about AIDS in Africa and circumcision being used by the, I think the International Health Organization, but I don't know the, you know, which one, in combating AIDS in Africa. It was in my local newspaper, and I was wondering if your guest could comment on this program of going to Africa to circumcise Africans.
Yeah, we touched on this a little earlier, and like I'll repeat this, 33 years ago, right here in America, when the first case of HIV was diagnosed, 90-some plus percent of our sexually active males were circumcised. It did not stop or slow the spread of HIV. You got to think about what they're saying here. That if circumcision will prevent the spread of HIV in Africa, how come it didn't work here in the United States? Safe sex, condoms, and leaving the prostitutes alone is what lowered the rate of the spread of HIV here. We're over there spending millions of dollars. Bill Gates has invested $50 million just for that alone, but he just now recently donated $750 million more for all the different health programs and schools and, you know, to cover an array of things. But some of that money will eventually trickle down into the circumcision hysteria. And there's actually some countries over there that are saying, now, we don't believe this. And they're not falling for this United States influence to mass circumcise all their males. And like I said, what you're going to find, and we've got studies that contradict this. You can go to my website, and we got the links on there. This does not work. They stopped their studies quick because they got the results that they wanted, but they never did any follow-up research on this mess here. And let me tell you, one of the other the people that are behind this now is not only Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, who's a victim of this. We know that from grand jury testimony. Now we got Bono from the U2 singer running around promoting circumcision. I'd like to have a couple conversations with these men to explain to them why the sexual use and function of the foreskin. We're overlooking this. This is a big aspect of this. And back in the old days when we first started this, the logic was the boy will never know what he's missing. He never, you know what I mean? If it's done at infancy, he won't know what he's missing, and they're right. And the female partner, his wife, won't know what she's missing because we believe that a man and woman would get married and live together forever. Well, now we're finding divorce is pretty much a 50-50 thing. 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. Well, a lot of this is the fact that there's not a happy sexual relationship. And when you destroy this natural bond of lovemaking, sexual intercourse, whatever you want to call it, you've altered this in a way that a male is never going to experience this natural orgasmic experience. You know, you mentioned earlier about the baby and what he endures. On my website, there is a link, and it'll take you to a study where they hooked up an MRI to an infant before he was circumcised, and his brain waves have never made it back to where they should be, that we just fry him out. And I believe that has a big problem with some of our young men in here today. I mean, like we said, a violent culture. Violence begets violence, you know.
Right, and if you experience violence at such a young age, in fact, one of our guests said that we actually remember these events, even as youngsters, as infants, that we remember, that our body remembers. Maybe emotionally and mentally we do not recall it, but our body does.
Yes, no, I agree with you there. To say that our brain is like a computer, you know, it's in there. Those memories are in there. And we've had men that can go back and they recall this experience. It'd be like, you know, the guy that's not completely knocked out and all of a sudden they're performing surgery on him and he can't say nothing, can't move or anything. But these MRIs and this study that we have should wake everybody up, because just watch a circumcision. My goodness, this baby will scream so hard that he will pass out. A lot of mothers will say, oh, they brought him back to me and he was sleeping. Well, he wasn't sleeping. He went into shock. And we have the nurses that will flat out tell you this, that it is not a pleasant experience.
Wow. What a shame. What a criminal act. This is
criminal.
Performing this torturous practice on these children. I think it's criminal.
Yeah. Well, one of the banners, there's a nurse that joins me every year. I think she's into her 11th or 12th year now, and her name is Joan. And she has to take care of these infants after they've been mutilated. And her sign is pretty point blank. Circumcision is torture. And then the other one is circumcision decreases sensitivity. And that's
wow.
the male.
All right. Dave, we got to cut to a break. Yeah. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been David Wilson. He is with Stop Infant Circumcision Society. His website is stopinfantcircumcision.org. And also your friend's website is nocirc.org. And we still have Charlie on the phone. Charlie, did you have another comment or question?
Yeah, I did. I was in touch with Dr. Robert Darby, who's an anti-circumcision doctor and also a historian who's apparently written a book called A History of the institutionalization of involuntary sexual mutilation in the United States with George Denniston and Marilyn Milos, 1997. Anyway, I was asking him about circumcision in Germany, and he said that circumcision had never been practiced in Germany except, oddly enough, briefly in East Germany during the 1950s, when the American companies Kaiser and Gomco persuaded the authorities to promote their circumcision instruments as a commercial venture. So one of the things about this is that there's tools involved and medical companies that manufacture the tools, and so that's part of the this problem of promoting this in third world countries.
Very interesting.
Yeah. The Gomco clamp is the tool that was patented in about 1937 for circumcising. And I guess it's made by Gomco, and Kaiser has something to do with it, too.
Interesting.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yeah, well, thanks for this interesting conversation. I think more people should be aware of how unnecessary the procedure is.
Oh, I agree with you completely.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have one last caller, Joel, Wisconsin.
Hey. How do you do?
Good.
When somebody cuts the foreskin off of a baby and then sticks that penis in their mouth, there's more to that than there is profit margin. You know, that falls more into the NAMBLA category. Is that on your website? Any evidence of that?
Well, I tell you what, go to JewsAgainstCircumcision.org because that's part of the Orthodox Jewish ritual. They take it to an extreme. But you can even look that up on YouTube. There are YouTube videos up there of rabbis and moyles performing this almost pedophilia practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, where did this come from? I can almost comprehend removing the foreskin for so-called religious reasons, but the actual sucking of the blood off, I don't get that.
I don't either.
That makes no sense.
You're right.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Joel. All righty. Well, it's certainly been a pleasure to have you on the program today. And your website, again, is stopinfantcircumcision.org. And I hope that all of the listeners will go to the website and read some of the other information. Your thoughts, Dave?
Well, I appreciate you having me on. And as you can tell, I think every one of your callers agree with this. This is utter insanity. And we are on Facebook, Stop Infant Circumcision Society. You can find us there. But there's a load of information from my website, which all the links and everything, to NoCert, which has information on the care of the intact male, and Intact America with what's happening, intactamerica.org.
Okay.
With what's happening. So I appreciate your taking this.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.